Shalom and welcome to Tilling Yomi. Today we learn Mizmor Kuf Yud Gimel, Psalm 113. If Psalms 111 and 112 are sister psalms, each one focusing on praise, with the only difference being the subject, 111 praises God and 112 praises man, then 113, which begins Hallel, is the perfect amalgamation. Hallelujah, Hallelu Avdei Adonai. Hallelu, it's Shem Adonai. Hallelujah, praise servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Now, the symbol of the reading of the verse is that the psalmist opens up praising God and then asks the servants of God to also praise God, and that's a legitimate way to read the text. But I believe an alternate reading is in line with the synthesis of the two previous psalms. Praise God, praise the servants of God, praise the name of God. Both God and his adherents can be deserving of praise, and perhaps this is the world for which God yearns. The Hallel paragraph certainly praise God first and foremost, but also might include a dimension of our worthiness for miracles to take place in our lives. The rest of the psalm, I believe, focuses on God and his relationship with people in the world, lifting up those who are worthy while lowering those who are not. Yehi Shem Adonai Mevarach Me'atah Ad Olam, Mimizrach Hashem Shavuo. Blessed is the name of the Lord from the time forth and evermore. From sunrise to sunset, the Lord's name to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens. Three verses praise God and speak of his blessedness and praiseworthiness throughout time, in real time during the course of each day, and vis-a-vis all nations of the world. These praises are unrelated to human beings. They are timeless, universal. This is reflected in the final statement that his glory is above the heavens, which refers to God dissociated from man, disconnected from the personal subjective nature of the psalmist singing out to God. But then the tenor of the psalm shifts. Mi kadonai Eloheinu hamagvi'i lashavet, hamashpili lirot b'shamayim v'aretz, mikimi me'afar dal me'ashpot yarim evyon, lo shivim divim divayamo, moshiv akeret habayit, em avanim smecha hallelujah. Who is like the Lord our God who dwells on high, who looks far down to behold the things that are in heaven and on the earth? He raises up the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap, that he may set him with the nobles of his people. He gives the barren woman a home and makes her joyful mother of children. Hallelujah. The psalm shifts from an objective praise of God disconnected with us, with human beings, or perhaps with his beloved nation, to a description of God who is intimately connected with us, who sees each individual and places them at their intended position. By right, a righteous soul who lives a life of meaning and value, serving God and engaging in kindness with people, that person should be rewarded in this world, should be lifted up. Without God, however, that experience is up to chance, says the psalmist. God, however, despite dwelling on high, looks down to earth, and then engages in judgment and action based on the worthiness of the righteous and the unworthiness of evil. In this idealistic picture, the psalmist describes his God as the one who restores balance in the world, placing the deserving in positions of power, setting them up with the nobles, giving them the rightful due. The last verse repeats the idea, but focusing on the women. In line with the notion that the psalm praises not only God, but also people who are worthy, the psalm closes with the worthy women who had hitherto been barren and unable to partake in the special God-given role. God opens their wombs and gives them sons. Sforno sees the psalm on a national level, and the poor and lowly, as well as barren women, are all metaphors for Israel, who is in a lowly state and patiently waiting for God to raise them up to their rightful place, sitting amongst noblemen. It is in line with this interpretation that Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Teichtal wrote a book with the title Eim HaBanim Smecha, The Barren Woman Rejoices at Her Having Children. The book, written in the ghetto, published in 1943 amidst the darkness of the Holocaust, and yet it offered hope for the Jewish people due to the fact that God had smiled upon his nation by giving them the gift of the return to the land of Israel. Rabbi Teichtal, before the war, was no Zionist, but he came to understand the miracle of the Zionist enterprise and expressed it in this remarkable book. This, then, is a fitting beginning of Hallel prayer, beginning to talk about God in the heavens, but then gradually moving to his unique relationship with mankind, with his adherents, with men and women who will rightfully be raised up by God for being worthy to praise and be praised as God's loved ones.